A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Tik 10 Fe Talmud, Erchin Daf Hey, Erchin 5a, pagination is 9. We'll start from the fourth line in the wides, Masnisen at the Mishnah. Pachos mi ben chodesh, if the person to whom we're referring to when we make a vow of Erchin is less than a month. Nidar, you could make the vow type valuation, avalo ne'erach, but you can't do the erchin type of valuation, and the person making the vow will simply not be obligated if he tries to do erchin. Nidar, which we translate as the traditional vow, is the case where the person would be obligated in paying ki'ilu hu evan hanimkar bashuk, if the object of his vow would have been a slave being sold in the marketplace, in such a culture where there was such a price, that would be the price that would be paid. So if the person was 25 years old, the price of a 25-year-old. If we're dealing with a child under the age of a month, so then it's that price. Whatever that price is, that's the amount of the vow. And again, we discussed by way of introduction to the Masechta, a person is trying to provide like a kofar, like a redemption or a thanksgiving, or whatever it is regarding this person that's the object of the vow. In terms of neder, so everyone has a value. Whatever the value would be, that's the amount that he would have to pay. When it comes to erchin, though, the pasuk in Parshas Bechukosai, the end of Chumash Vayikra, Perek Chav Zayin, describes very specific prices for very specific ages and gender. And it makes no difference whether the person would be a good worker on the slave market. That's not the issue. There's a price assigned, whatever the reasoning for this is, that's what the Chumash says. There's a price assigned per age, and there's a range described. Pasuk Gimel, for example. It will be, if the object of your erech commitment is a male, mi ben esrim shana v'ad ben shishim shana, from the age 20 until the age 60, v'ayo erkecha chamishim shekel kesef b'shekel hakodesh, it'll be that he will owe 50. If it's a female, how much will be owed? And then the pasuk continues. If it's from age 5 until 20, price for male, price for female. And then mi ben chodesh v'ad ben chamesh, from the age of a month until the age of 5. And then in pasuk zayin, imi ben shishim v'mala, age 60 and up. And again, male and female price. There is also something to be aware of, Pasuk Ches, v'imachu me'erkecha. If he's downtrodden, he doesn't have the money to pay his erech commitment, v'erecha so ha'koin, then the koin shall evaluate him al pi asher tasig, according to what he can afford. And we have a rule that his living necessities are not included in how much he can afford. But an assessment is made, and it could be that he'll just give one coin towards this grand commitment, and he'll be off because he's in the category of v'imachu me'erkecha. He can't afford it. Interestingly, in the laws of Meiser, there is an opinion that says that if a person cannot afford giving a tenth of his income, then we should follow the halachas of Meiser, similar to Erchin. which is that his living expenses, however you define exactly living expenses, that's not included in what he would be obligated to give. But after living expenses are assessed, there would be a way to calculate Meiser. And indeed, there are times that there are people who go through a period of time where they're not in a practical sense able to give Meiser straight away because their living expenses compared to their income, it just doesn't work. And in such a case, they should ask a Shaila and try to figure out what an appropriate assessment would be. Getting back to our Mishnah, Pachas mi ben chodesh, if it's less than a month, meaning the object of the commitment of Erchin, nidar avaloneirach, it will work with nidar, because that's the price on the slave market, and everyone has a price, but Erchin would not work, because the pasuk clearly stated from a month until, pasuk till age 5, but until, and it's not lower than 30 days. The Gemara tells us that there is a dissenting opinion. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Hamayrich pachas mi ben chodesh, if a person made a commitment of erchin on someone who's less than 30 days at the time of the neder, Rabbi Meir Omer, no saint damav. Rabbi Meir says, you would give the neder value, the price on the slave market, the vow value, because the erchin value doesn't make any sense because the pasuk doesn't allow for that. V'chachamim omrim lo omar klum. And the chachamim say, his words are simply invalid and there is no obligation. V'maiko mifligi, what are they arguing about? Rab Meir savar in odam motzi devar of levatolo. Rab Meir holds a person doesn't make these vow commitments for nothing. Yodeya she'in erchin lepachas mi ben chodesh. He knows that there is no value. He knows the psukim, he knows the law. And when he said erchin, he couldn't have meant erchin. V'gom av ha'omer l'shem domim. He meant a neder of slave value. That's the redemption. That's the thanksgiving value that he meant. For Rabbanan Savri and the Rabbanan hold, Adam motzi devar of levatala. People say things. People shoot the breeze. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. We don't reinterpret his words. Keman ozla hada omer Rav Gidol Amar Rav. There's a statement from Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Ha'omer erich keli olai. If a person says, the erich of this vessel shall be upon me. So the statement is, no sein damim. He gives its value on the sale market. Because it has no erich. Erichin has to do with people. Kireb Meir. It goes like Reb Meir, who said that if it doesn't have an erich value, you have to give the vow value, the slave value, the sale value. So here also, the vessel doesn't have value, so you give the other type of value. Pshita, dich Reb Meir Asya. Of course, that comes like Reb Meir. Ma'u detema, I would have thought, afilu k'rabbonan. Maybe the Rabbanan would agree in such a case that since erichin doesn't work by a vessel, there should be a different value that's obligatory upon him. Hasam hu detai, because by people, maybe people make mistakes. Savak yechidi ka erchin leven chodesh, ikanam lepachas beben chodesh. Just like there's an erech for someone above 30 days, maybe there's one for lower than 30 days, people can make a mistake. Because the fundamental principle of erchin he's got, it has to do with people. Presumably, the Torah gave an option of this atonement or thanksgiving gift by people in a way that doesn't obligate us to evaluate them like a slave. So there's a stated amount that will get you your redemption or your thanksgiving. So he thinks that all people have a value like that of Erchin. avalacha, but when it comes to a vessel, deleka lemiti, no one makes a mistake. Everybody knows there's no erchin to vessels. Vessels have a price. Vadayodam toa shein erech likli. A person certainly knows that. Vigabava arma l'shem damim. And I would think he meant its value on the regular sale market. Kamash malon. We're coming to tell you that that statement, that an erech kli type vow would result in some obligation, that's only according to Rav Meir, and the Chachamim continue to stand their ground and say that if the erech doesn't work, there is no further obligation. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.